Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. Little Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blasingame. You know, something, folks, you've heard me talk about. Is, by the way, it's just you and me. One more segment. And I was talking earlier about challenges and opportunities, managing the relationship. And I know you probably know all about having opportunities and having challenges, but you might not have thought about the relationship between the two and how you have to manage that. Well, there's one of those things that I want to talk now about an example of something a little more specific. That would be an example of a challenge and an opportunity. And that is what you've heard me talk about before. And that's where I have said to you, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. You've heard me say that before, haven't you? I've said that in response to some guest that was here. But what I mean by that is if you're in the shoestring business, if you're in the tire business, if you're in the roofing business, if you fix cars, if you're a farmer, if you're in manufacturing, if you're, you know, a doctor, lawyer, baker, I don't care what you do. I do not care what you do. I don't care what industry you're in. Whatever you do, what I'm about to tell you applies to you. And it goes back to something I said to you a while back. Where we're going is and will continue to look a lot different from where we've been. The marketplace that you are and I are continuing to move into, the future marketplace that you and I, the future meaning the one in the next hour or the one in the next year or the one in the next 5 years, it's going to look a lot different than the one we just left. Now, you could say, well, everything's like that. That's the way things are. Things change, right? You're right about that, except that I'm talking about the velocity of change. And that's something that's a term I've used now for over 10 years. The velocity of change is the big thing that's new. And so there was a time, as you've heard me also say before, when you could develop a strategy and use it for at least a year, maybe more. Today, that things change a lot quicker than that, don't they? Your website is, has to become more updated more often. Your marketing material has to be updated more often. What you know about managing people, you've got to continue to learn about that, about finding and managing people. The younger generations, the young folks who are coming into the marketplace right now, they're a lot different from the people you hired 5 years ago. And so these are all things that are changing. These are all new things. And so what you've got to learn, what you and I have to realize is that it's okay to fall in love with what we do. If you love baking cakes, if you love, you know, selling tires, if you love whatever you do, you're a dentist, you're in the insurance business, I don't care. If you love that, then you're okay. Fall in love with that. Fall in love with how, with doing those things, with being in that industry, with pursuing that discipline. That's okay. Don't stop loving that. But the way you deliver, the way you go to market, the way you, all the operational things around that, all the marketplace things around that, that one thing that you love, that's what's changing. Marketing is changing, right? Social media is going to increasingly impact the way we go to market. The way we deliver things, the way customers want to receive things, the way they want to hear from us, the way they want to talk to us, the information they need from us. All these things are evolving at a very much higher velocity of change than in my history. You know, I've been around a long time. So that's what's happening. So if you love what you do, but you also love how you do something, you've fallen in love with a certain way of advertising or marketing, you've fallen in love with you know, a certain generation of people, or you've fallen in love with being able to deliver products this certain way, well, that's not going to last very long. Things are going to change. Things are changing so quickly. And so what I'm trying to get help you understand right now is I want you to think about this. I want you to say to yourself, this is what I do. This is the industry I'm in. This is the essence of my business. I can fall in love with this. But all the things around it, the building, the electronics, the technology, the people, the what my customers are going to want, all that is changing. So I can't fall in love with those things. I've got to be prepared to make changes. I've got to be prepared to let something go and pick up something new and be looking for that new thing. So think about this, folks. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. If you'll keep that in mind, you'll be a lot more successful, I believe, in the future. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Keep it up. Quench my desire. And I'll be at your side forever.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.